My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Sue is being undesirable and repulsive. Is that slowing Mickey down? Listen and enjoy.
And she goes, I think about you too, hun, but we can't sit and be sad because we have to stay strong. I like a peppy victim. So different than the way a victim would be in a few months from now when this goes horribly, horribly wrong.
I'm a peppy victim.
He goes, what do you need me to do? Get bent, stupid. I need you to take a fake Davin's gun and blow your brains out. That's what I need you to do. What do you need me to do? Get Mavis and Belinda on the line. You suck at this, Mickey.
Yeah, really. He didn't read their playbook at all.
Because what do you need me to do? She goes, I don't know, babe, because I thought you'd found someone else. He goes, I haven't. I want to be with you alone. She goes, good, because I want to be with you too, baby. You are so sweet. He goes, thanks, honey. She goes, what have you eaten today? Which is a question the scammers always. I don't get that.
I'm not
a big fan of that.
What is that about?
I don't know. But he goes, nah.
Nah?
She goes, 3? He goes, no. And you? He goes, she goes, yes, I had cereal for breakfast and ham and cheese rolls this evening. Really?
What? Really? Why are you telling him? He answered your question, what'd you have today, with nah.
They're not writing for a show right now.
No, it's like, how many different people is he talking to?
Probably several.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, I don't know that. I don't know what, LOL. She goes, I ate late in case I threw up, LOL. Sickly Sue.
Disgusting.
Tom says, I want to be with you too. Hold on, I got to shit again. Now that's hot talk.
I think that's what Joe says to his special friends.
wait. Say that again slower, Tom. That stuff gets me moist.
I have my own lubricant. this is the most disgusting tactic ever.
Really,
I need
funny.
You and I need...
Oh, excuse me, honey.
I ate... Oh, God, this is repulsive.
I ate light in case I'm going to barf it up.
I thought I'd be talking to you, and the urge to vomit I knew would be upon me.
Yeah, really.
Anybody else wonder why this chick's single?
She's Sickly Sue.
Sickly Sue.
I ate light in case I threw up. LOL. He goes, okay. She goes, why haven't you eaten? I don't know, because I'm nauseous after talking to you.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat after this.
Yeah, it's like, look, after a couple of conversations with you, I realize this is not like a chat and snack kind of situation.
No, you're not munching haphazardly as you talk to this chick. But this seems to be Sue's tactic, to be undesirable and repulsive.
So funny.
Yes.
I think I love her.
All right. Just don't love her for too long. She might have to vomit again.
I know. At a distance,
yes,
I bet.
Yes, love her from a distance. Love her from afar. Because sometimes you're just born in different countries.
Yes.
So Mickey goes, hope you get well. She goes, me too. I think I will go get a drink. Be right back. He goes, okay. She goes, I got a glass of black currant juice, LOL. I don't know why that's funny.
No,
what is that?
Black currant juice.
Black currant juice?
Yeah, turn on Fox News. I'm sure they'll have something about it. He goes, okay. So we go to June 19th. Hi, babe. How are you doing? She goes, hello, stranger. Ha, ha, ha. I'm okay. Trying to get over this virus. Hope you're okay. Just once. Lie to me, bitch. Just tell me you're okay.
Trucker Tom says, Sickly Sue or the twin card, Petrie Pavlov.
They're twins. Oh. Vomiting Veronica.
Nice. Puking Patty.
What?
Shitting Shirley.
Diarrhea Diane.
Oh, wow. Oh, the show has jumped the toilet. She goes, I'm okay trying to get over this virus. Hope you're okay. He goes, I miss you so much. Really? How could you? Sickly Sue is Debbie Downer. This girl has not been hot to trot in conversations now. We're going over days. Really, why would you miss this conversation? What?
I wouldn't even write them. I'm like, ugh.
I would send some toilet paper and call it a day.
Yeah, really.
She goes, I thought you'd found someone else, hun. Missed you, too. June 20th. You always say that. You thought I found someone. She goes, I know, and that's because of what you post, hun. When you say things like you should be jealous if a woman is chatting to other men, it worries me. He goes, I said it because of you. I get jealous when you talk to other men. I'd be thrilled if this chick talked to other women.
Yeah, please. Please, talk to a male nurse quickly.
Talk to a doctor. What is wrong with you? So Sickly Sue continues, I chat to other men, but only friends, and most of the people I chat to are women, hon. He goes, okay. He goes, I miss you, honey. Can't you see that? She goes, but, hon, sometimes it feels like you want someone else, and I'm so much older. And that was where we left.
And I'm so much older and decrepit and sickly.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, put this chick in a home. If you're Mickey Wynn, you need to get this money quickly and get the F out.
She's on her way out.
Oh, my God. And stop going to the doctor. That's my inheritance. You don't need medication. Have some more of your black currant juice, lady.
I know. Well, actually, but the chat is easy for me to say.
Sure.
The chat has decided that it's black currant juice and vodka because vodka fixes everything.
Oh, could be.
Well, actually, that was Joe that said vodka fixes everything. But everybody else launched in on that and said, yep.
So that's what. You know what? I'm really enjoying Sue's sickly character.
Love that.
It's just repulsive.
It's, I really like her tactic.
I mean, let's be honest. When you have somebody who you're married to, have been dating a long time, and they're this sick, you really don't want to hang out with them.
You do.
You do it because you've invested time and probably bought them things.
Yes.
But in this situation, you're cutting bait. I have not seen enough in these conversations to want me to stick around with this person.
No. You know, my husband loves me, but when I'm really sick, he's happy that I prefer to sleep on the couch.
Sure.
It's like, get those germs away from me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just don't come into bed, sleep on a couch, or I'll sleep on a couch. I don't want to be with him.
Yeah, no.
Well, maybe Mickey Wynn's better than your loved ones. Maybe he's just more of a gentleman than Mr. Helix.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And although I am 10 times more repulsive than Sickly Sue here when I'm really good and sick.
I've seen you.
That's not.
I don't know, though. She's got infected kidneys, an infected eye, an infected bladder. She's constantly in the loo.
She has an interesting list, but there have been a couple times where it was like, okay, I got the trifecta here.
Sickly Sue needs some anal leakage.
Oh!
And a pussy puss.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.